Hello, Zanny. So let's see if I can give you some ideas on what separates Meditation House from other organizations offering mindfulness meditation for corporations. I just had a conversation with a very large corporation over in India, and it inspired me, gave me a little bit of insight into how I teach, what I'm looking to accomplish. And one of the things that crossed my mind was this term core value. I don't know if it's still used or if it's a very old-fashioned term right now in the business world, but I'm going to use it anyway. I would say if there is a core value to Meditation House, it stems from the things that I was taught by the first Tibetan Buddhist monk who taught me according to the meditation style that I teach now. And it is deeply rooted within the Buddhist belief of helping all sentient beings. What I've chosen to do through Meditation House is an extension of what I was doing within the Compassion Center, which is to help all people to be free of their difficulties. We would say it within in Buddhism, they talk about freeing peoples, freeing sentient beings of their suffering. As applied to a corporate world, if we put it in a different way, is the core value is to help people to overcome the obstacles that they are facing. Is to help, yeah, I guess maybe that is the best way of saying. And I'm sorry, this is completely obviously non-script. I just want to speak with you, speak openly and see if I can get this out, give you something that is of value, something that you can use to help promote Meditation House. Each opportunity that I have to work for a corporation, I seek to help people, not just simply, and this, I guess, gets into will tell you the difference that I see between the average mindfulness meditation teacher and myself. The average mindfulness meditation teacher is looking to bring an experience to their students, to the people attending their classes, their sessions, in which people will feel relaxed, they'll feel calm, focused. And that's wonderful. That's, of course, along with what I look to do within my classes. But at the same time, I'm looking to help people to develop the skills to overcome the challenges that they are facing. All the classes that I teach have themes to them. And within the themes, we actually experience within our minds some of the challenges that we face. And we go through an exercise where we see the challenge, and we see the steps that are necessary to overcome those challenges. When practiced on a regular basis, taking those steps over and over, we can overcome these obstacles. We can notice the obstacles. We can notice that when we're being faced with these challenges, and we can remember that we have the ability to overcome those. So this is really at the core of what I think differentiates me from other teachers, is that I'm teaching classes which have very specific meditations, very specific skills to overcome the obstacles. And the obstacles that people are facing in the workforce are not any different from what we're facing in our daily lives. These include reducing. And we're never going to eliminate stress, but certainly reducing the impact of stress on our lives. Reducing and eliminating anxiety. Learning how to have conversations with people, to deal with people where conversations are difficult. And I've always termed this as having difficult conversations and learning to overcome the difficulties of the conversation. Learning how to bring balance to our home lives. This was the conversation I just had with a company in India. that since the pandemic and people working from home, there has been a melding between our home lives and our work lives. And people have really been struggling. This has been bringing a lot of stress to people because people, just like this Indian company said to me, that the employees are not able to focus on their work. Part of that is the stress of the pandemic. Part of it is the stress that is inherent within any job. And part of it is trying to find a balance within the home life, because there's all the distractions from our home life and all of our obligations that are put on us that is crossing over into when we're doing work. So, right, these are a few things that are on my mind. So once again, just to go over this. So what differentiates my style of teaching and Meditation House from other companies, other people teaching mindfulness meditation, is it is a style of teaching that allows us to learn specific techniques and practice specific exercises to overcome the obstacles that we are facing. It is not about simply, as I refer to it all the time, simply about zenning out. It is by doing these practices over and over again, we can take those difficulties that we're encountering. We can become aware of them when we're presented with these difficulties, and we can utilize the techniques that I've taught, which include breathing, body scan, bringing themselves totally present, noticing that we don't have to attach to the thoughts, all those thoughts, the what ifs, the what could be's, and we can bring ourselves fully present. A quick story that I will relate to. I remember teaching a class in person in which one of the women said to me that she had tremendous difficulties with one particular employee. It was a supervisor. And she said that her stress, her anxiety was so high when it came to this particular supervisor that simply receiving an email from the supervisor would bring her into a very uncomfortable state, a very stressful state, an anxious state. Now, when she had to speak with the supervisor, that anxiety level was even amped up even more. When she dealt with her in person, it really amped up to maximum. So I taught her ways of bringing herself fully present, number one, also looking upon the supervisor in a completely different way. Instead of seeing her as a antagonist, as someone who was there to bring harm to this person, that she could change her perspective on the supervisor to see her as a person who, just like herself, had the same difficulties, same problems, was living similar aspects of her life. And she was able to start looking truly at the supervisor from a very different perspective. When she changed that perspective and didn't feel that the supervisor was there to bring any harm to her, and she utilized those techniques of using the breath, body scan, imagery, the dynamic of the relationship completely changed. And she said she felt like a massive weight was lifted from her shoulders, that she no longer was stressing out. And in fact, she found it pleasurable in speaking with this person, and they started to form somewhat of a bond. They started talking, communicating like human beings do. So I wanted to share that with you. So there we have it. There we have, I've tried to give you an idea of how I see myself different, how I see Meditation House as being different. And why not? Let's add one more thing to this also. So it looks like I just had a little hiccup in the recording of this. So sorry about that. So an ongoing topic is how often should a meditation classes be offered within a corporation? Most corporations come to Meditation House and say that they want, for example, well, the most requested program scenario is a once per month scenario, one class per month. Then I've got like this corporation of a pretty well-known company just contacted me and said that they wanted one class per quarter. And then we have this Indian company that asked me, what was my professional opinion on how many classes need to be taught to be effective? And because originally they came to me for three classes per week, which was absolutely brilliant in my opinion. I thought it was so close to the best way to offer classes. So all of a sudden they pulled back a little bit and said, well, can't we do this one class or maximum two classes per week? So here's my position on this and also what I think differentiates me and Meditation House from the other companies. I speak very openly with companies about and say, I'm happy to teach for example, a once per quarter class, but I will speak very openly, very honestly, and explain to people that meditation is a cumulative practice. Teaching a class once per quarter, once per month, and even once a week is going to have very limited success. It will always allow the people participating in the class to get into a very calm, very peaceful state, even bring focus to the mind, help them to eliminate whatever stress, possibly anxiety, is within the body and mind. But as far as it having an accumulative effect and having a long-term effect, it will not work that way. The only way to have to benefit from the long-term effects of meditation is to do it on a regular basis. So I speak from my heart, I speak from my professional experience and tell people the truth, which is if you want to give the best solution to your employees, if you really are seeking to bring the best well-being program into a corporation, then you need to bring a program that offers classes on a regular basis. You cannot depend upon employees to do the work on their own. Most people are just not dedicated these days. In younger generations now, they really, more than ever, they do not take the time to take care of themselves. If a corporation will look, we will designate a period of time, ideally 30 minutes per day, to the welfare, the well-being of our employees, they stand the greatest chance to helping the employees, which in turn will help the corporation. So what differentiates me, because I'm sure that a lot of people are aware of this, is I actually advocate it. I openly speak with companies about this. And, you know, look, I don't come right out and say, don't waste your money with teaching a one class per week or one class per month. But I do say, look, if you really want to see a difference in the bottom line, in your profits, to keep you, the way you do this is you keep your employees healthy physically and mentally by offering these classes on a regular basis. Long-term meditation will keep people at relatively low levels of stress. It will help people to reduce and eliminate anxiety. It will help them to become better workers, more productive. They will become better team players. They will bond with their coworkers, work with them better. They will communicate much better. So there we have it. Those are my ideas. Let's see what you can do with this. I will be looking forward to your commentary. Thank you. Bye-bye.